From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, March 14th. Coming up, we'll learn about the local impact of cuts to the Department of Education. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Central Illinois could see some severe weather. The National Weather Service has all of Central Illinois under a wind advisory starting from 1 p.m. today until 4 p.m. tomorrow. There's also an elevated risk of fire and severe thunderstorms are possible. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard has more.
A dangerous overnight outbreak of severe thunderstorms is expected across Central Illinois on Friday night, but not before a warm and windy afternoon with elevated fire weather conditions. Temperatures will soar to near 80 degrees on Friday afternoon, with southerly winds increasing to 20 to 30 miles per hour. Any fires that are started could quickly become out of control, so burning is discouraged, with extra vigilance around activities that could start a fire encouraged. Severe thunderstorms will develop to our west this evening and race across central Illinois between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. on Friday night. These fast-moving storms could bring widespread wind damage and a few tornadoes. The risk for severe thunderstorms will fade on Saturday, but high winds will keep fire weather concerns elevated through the weekend. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
You can find a detailed map of the forecast at ipmnewsroom.org. The Urbana Health and Wellness Center opened this year and just surpassed 1,000 memberships. IPM student reporter Stephanie Mosqueda has more on the new facility.
The Urbana Park District facility features a gymnasium, a walking track, and a group fitness room. The spaces and classes offered were determined by community feedback, says Jamil Jones. He's the manager of the center. Jones says people of all ages are taking advantage of the resources. The facility also provides a nursing room and a community multi-purpose space that can be rented out for events. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, IPM News.
A membership or day pass is required, but some individuals may qualify for free memberships. Contact the Urbana Health and Wellness Center to learn more. Illinois is among 20 states and the District of Columbia that filed a federal lawsuit yesterday challenging the Trump administration's mass layoffs across the U.S. Department of Education. More than 1,300 layoffs were announced on Tuesday. Those include at least 50 in Chicago that will shutter Chicago's Office for Civil Rights. The layoffs have heavily impacted staff working on federal financial aid for college students. The lawsuit says the layoffs are so severe that the department, quote, can no longer function and cannot comply with its statutory requirements. A department spokesperson did not immediately respond to a request for comment from the Associated Press. The Illinois High School Association's boys basketball state finals tournament started yesterday at State Farm Center. IPM's Colin Hyslop has more.
12 IHSA teams faced off in the tournament to determine the greatest high school basketball players in the state. In Class 1A, the Hope Academy Eagles and the Eastland Cougars advanced and will play in the 1A state championship game tomorrow at 1 p.m. In Class 2A, the Altoff Crusaders and the Diet Eagles will play in the 2A state championship game tomorrow at 3 p.m. And in Class 3A, the Brother Rice Crusaders and the DePaul College Prep Rams will play in the 3A state championship game tomorrow at 6 p.m. Today's schedule will feature the 1, 2, and 3A third-place games, followed by the 2, 4A semifinals. I'm Colin Hyslop, IPM News.
And the Fighting Illini men's basketball team won their second-round matchup 106-94 yesterday in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Three Illinois players scored 20 points or more. Illinois' victory last night brings them to the quarterfinals when they'll play Maryland tonight at 5:30. Still to come, we'll learn about the local impact of cuts to the Department of Education. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies and high winds with a high of 80 degrees, a south wind 20 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, windy with thunderstorms likely and a low of 56 degrees. A few storms could be severe. South wind 30 miles per hour, gusting to 50 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and windy with a high of 71 degrees. Southwest wind 25 miles per hour, gusting to 50 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain and a low of 34 degrees. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 46 degrees and a northwest wind 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, our week in review, including a rally by the local letter carriers union in the Quad Cities, plus state and federal politics, from tariffs to the threat of a federal government shutdown. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The Department of Education is cutting nearly half its workforce. Peter Medlin spoke with Al Lorenz about the impact on Illinois schools. He's the president of the Illinois Education Association, the state's largest teachers union.
A lot of people don't understand how the federal Department of Education functions in relation to their schools. You've said that these layoffs could have a profound impact on Illinois schools. How do you think families, students, teachers could see the impacts of these cuts locally?
First of all, 80% of our public schools in Illinois are underfunded. There's also a teacher and educator shortage across the board. I've been in schools in Decatur where there were three certified teachers. Everyone else was a full-time sub. And that had been going on for 2 or 3 years. So if you cut funding to an already underfunded system, I think there's going to be a loss of the quality of education for a lot of those students. So in the long run, what it's going to mean is I don't think any of those students will achieve what they could have achieved had they gotten all the accommodations they needed in the first place, because they dried up the funds.
Illinois schools, on average, rely on the federal government for about 12% of their revenue. It's much higher at some low-income schools, and that's thanks to programs like Title I, which provides funding to low-income schools, and IDEA, which helps fund special education services. The new Department of Education director has tried to say that people shouldn't worry about those programs and funding streams going away, that they'll still be funded by Congress even if the Department of Education's eliminated. Project 2025, though, talks about phasing out Title I funding and converting IDEA to block grants. At this point, how concerned are you about federal funding for Title I and IDEA going away?
Let me put it to you like this. It's been the forefront of what's in my mind for the last several days, and probably a little bit longer than that, because back in, I believe it was 1969 or 70, there wasn't a Department of Ed yet, and things were held at the state in terms of accountability, and they weren't doing a good job then. The Department of Education is a centralized place that can do accountability and enforcement on all these programs. It wasn't working before for the department, and I don't think that once the department is eliminated, it's going to work again.
That's something important to note, that programs like Title I did exist before the Department of Education existed, like you just mentioned. You know, some conservatives in education say they want states and schools to have more flexibility in how they can spend that federal funding, and that this is a way to start doing that. Do you think that they have a point on that?
All children should have the best opportunity that they can get to get a great public education. I do not believe that once there's no enforcement, that all of those things will be in place.
One of the Department of Education's other roles is investigating potential civil rights violations. There's reporting today from the folks over at Chalkbeat that the entire Office of Civil Rights team based in Chicago was let go. What impact do you think that that could have?
Well, if you start talking about compliance, in a perfect world, everyone would always do what they're supposed to do. In reality, we have a situation where not everybody gets equal treatment for one reason or another because of the color of their skin, whether they're physically impaired. Kids don't always get what they need. Case in point, public schools don't turn away anyone that comes to the door. Private schools cherry pick who they want to allow in. And so if we send money to those private schools that don't allow every student, certainly we're not going to have a greater scope of impact. We're going to have a lesser scope of impact on doing the best for kids.
Is there anything else about this whole issue about the Department of Education that you just think is more important than people might realize?
If there was no money to be had in public education, I don't think there would be any fervor for people to privatize public education. And so if you look at the people that are actually going to profit from this, would they be that concerned if there was no money here? I would offer to you that I think the answer is absolutely not. Is this for the kids? Answer, no.
That was Al Lorenz, the president of the Illinois Education Association, talking with Peter Medlin about the local impact of cuts to the Department of Education. That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Andrew Pritchard, Stephanie Mosqueda, Emily Seiberg, Colin Hyslop, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.